Warrior, Cyborg, Commander, General Grievous. So far, we have discussed a few villains in the Star Wars franchise, from the Mandalorians to Palpatine, but General Grievous is a bit of a special case. I believe that Grievous' backstory, which is completely absent from current canon materials, is a vital part to understanding his character. While many will know Grievous as simply an odd villain from Episode 3, like many characters, there is much more than just presented in the film. This video will mostly look at Grievous' early years, before his introduction during the Clone Wars. Grievous was born on the planet Kali, a harsh world located on the edge of the galaxy, and populated by intelligent, bipedal reptilians called Kalish. The Kalish had clawed hands and feet, could see in the dark, possessed an excellent sense of smell, and often obscured their faces with traditional masks. Grievous was born as Kimain Jai Shilal, and grew up amidst a conflict known as the Huck War, which had been ravaging his planet for generations. The Huck War was between the native Kalish and an invading force of sentient mantis-like aliens that the Kalish referred to as Hucks, or soulless bugs. The aggressive bug species came to Kali to enslave the native population, and the Kalish had risen up against them, but were unable to force them off the planet. Shilal wished to get involved in the war at a very young age, and so his father taught him how to use a slug thrower rifle so he could act as a sniper. By the time the boy was 8, he had 40 Huck kills to his name. By 22, he was revered as a living legend among the Kalish for his innumerable kills. During this time, he met his comrade, Kumar, a highly skilled Kalish swordswoman. Supposedly, this relationship began with a dream that Shilal had, where he saw himself in a jungle, killing a large native beast with two swords. The dream affected Shilal so much that he set out into the jungle, but instead of finding the beast, he found Kumar, wielding two swords. The bond between the two was very strong, and they both became legends in the war against the Huck. Shilal taught her how to use a rifle, and she in turn taught him how to wield a sword. Years went by during the war, with the two cutting through countless Huck invaders. However, during one encounter, Kumar met her end, with the Hucks violently killing her and tossing her body into the sea. Shilal was unable to retrieve her body before it was lost into the waters, and was driven into a deep despair. He set off alone on a dangerous journey across the ocean to a sacred island, where he beseeched the gods of the Kalish to raise her body from the ocean so that he might see her one last time. His prayers went unanswered. Shilal attempted to bury his grief by taking 10 wives and having 30 children, but none could fill the hole in his heart. He came to the realization that it was his destiny to mourn her death for as long as he lived, and he became Grievous, for that was what he was. Using his despair, he rallied the Kalish as a warlord, and finally forced the Huck from his native world. The war did not end there, however, as Grievous's sorrow pushed him further, viciously attacking and massacring every planet he could find with a Huck presence on it. As the Huck continued to be slaughtered, they went to the Galactic Republic for assistance, who sent the Jedi to end the war. The Jedi sided with the Huck, and pushed back against the Kalish. Additionally, fines and embargoes were placed against the Kalish, causing their planet to descend into poverty, leaving many Kalish starving and dead. A light at the end of the tunnel came, however, with the arrival of the Intergalactic Banking Clan, who agreed to take on the Kalish's massive debt if Grievous would operate as a collections agent for the bank. Grievous was disgusted at the notion of being a brute for a megacorporation, but he agreed in order to save his people. Rather than operating with his league of elite Kalish soldiers, Grievous was forced to work with droid soldiers. Grievous himself became an extremely effective enforcer, but demanded that he be given more intelligent droids to work with. He was given the Magna Guards, staff-wielding battle droids, who he taught to fight like the Kalish. Grievous learned that the Huck had vandalized sacred Kalish burial grounds, and that the Republic had done nothing. So he left the Banking Clan and returned to his home planet. rather than ordering Grievous's death, the banking clan conspired with Count Dooku to force his permanent service. As Grievous and his soldiers boarded a shuttle and headed to continue the Huck War, a bomb planted by Dooku and the clan detonated, causing the shuttle to crash. Grievous's seat was rigged to eject, and Dooku used the Force to prevent him from going into cardiac arrest. Dooku also planted the idea in Grievous's head that the Jedi were responsible for the attack, and planted evidence pointing to the Republic being involved. Grievous proved resilient, and additional injuries were caused by the conspirators after the crash to make him even more broken. The clan informed him they could replace his body and repair him. Grievous, desiring revenge against the Republic and the Jedi, agreed to the operations, provided they didn't tamper with his mind. He was brought to Geonosis, where they placed his brain, eyes, and internal organs into a hard duranium shell. They would also alter his mind, despite his wishes, trimming away disturbing memories while enhancing his rage centers and equilibrium. His eyes were enhanced to sharpen his vision and protect from a vacuum. The entire operation was seen as a massive success by the Geonosians and the banking clan, although Dooku wished that Grievous could possess a sensitivity to the Force. The techniques used on Grievous would later be used to repair Darth Vader. Grievous was appointed by Dooku as Supreme Commander of the Droid Armies, and was given a lightsaber that belonged to a deceased Jedi Master. This, combined with Dooku referring to Grievous as a droid, caused him to lash out against his Magna Guards, destroying them in a rage. He would continue to adorn himself and his guards with masks and cloaks reminiscent of the Kalish, but would eventually come to respect both Dooku and Darth Sidious in their war against the Jedi and the Republic. As the Clone Wars began, Dooku began training Grievous in lightsaber combat, including all 7 traditional forms, which Grievous took to at a remarkable pace. As the war continued, Grievous continued to prove himself as a capable general, even though he reluctantly led the droids, as well as a ferocious combatant. He would kill a number of Jedi throughout the course of the war, collecting their lightsabers as personal trophies. With time raging on, Grievous continued to lose bits and pieces of his former identity, eventually becoming just another pawn, but retaining his hatred for the Republic and the Jedi. Grievous would be bested by the Jedi Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi a number of times, including an encounter on board his flagship, the Invisible Hand, that left Dooku dead and the ship destroyed. With Grievous now the political and military leader of the Separatists, he waited on the planet Utapau for Kenobi to come to him, although he expressed his concerns to Sidious about their chances of winning the war. General Kenobi arrived, and the two began a fierce duel, although Grievous was already wounded from a previous encounter with Jedi Master Mace Windu, who used the Force to crush the plates on Grievous's chest, injuring his lungs. Despite using 4 arms and 4 lightsabers with an extremely high amount of strikes per second, Grievous was unable to penetrate Kenobi's defenses, which allowed Kenobi to counterattack and cut off 2 of Grievous's hands. Grievous fled, with Kenobi hot on his tail, and the duel continued on Grievous's private landing pad for his starfighter. Kenobi managed to pry open Grievous's damaged chest plate and fired a number of blaster bolts into his vulnerable body parts, killing the legendary Kalish warrior. He would be worshipped back on his home planet as a deity, with a temple built in his honor. It's unfortunate that Grievous's presence in the film is so one-note, as its full backstory is quite interesting. Well, in the grand scheme of things, he will likely be remembered as simply that one cyborg guy from Episode 3. I hope that this video has perhaps given you a slightly different impression of the character. Even though he was bested by a cocky Jedi on a planet far from home, his people will remember Grievous.